Talk to me.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
This segment of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show is brought to you by morephotos.com, your internet sales photo solution. We're talking with Jim Cockrell of blogkits.com about making money through blogging. So, Jim, we're following our passion. We're writing about something we really care about. If I'm a corporation, I'm trying to solve people's problems, not tell them about my company or push my products. But, I mean, what are some of the ways that you can actually monetize a blog from both perspectives, either an individual or a company?
Well, it's actually very, very different. You know, from an individual perspective, there's two real ways that you can do it, which is you can actively go out and put ads on your blog and sell sponsorships and Google AdSense and things like that. And you do that by writing great content and by building a readership. The other way to do it for an individual is to passively build your income, which is to blog as a thought shaper, to blog as an expert, which then, you know, builds up your name and your brand and your community, which then can help you get better speaking gigs, which can help you get better careers, better jobs for your career. As a business, it's a lot different because, like I said, people don't really want to hear you talk about your business. No one wants to read your blog hearing you talk about, you know, what's going on in your business. And what they want is they want to hear from you. They want to hear what's really happening in your business, what problems you can solve for them through your business, things like that. So it's two totally separate ways of blogging.
It's really a look at the man behind the curtain, isn't it?
It really is, and I think the best blogs do that. If you take a look at like BobParsons.com, the CEO of GoDaddy, he writes a great blog because, you know, it's really, he's giving out his advice and he's interviewing people and he's talking about great things that happen, not about GoDaddy really, but about him.
Yeah. And people want to know that. You know, when you have a business, and especially a recognized business, you know, people want to know what is happening in the personal lives a lot of times of the people behind those businesses. And that builds trust too, doesn't it, Jim?
It does. You know, I mean, I always point this example out. I started one of the first of America's corporate blogs about 3 years ago for a company I used to work for. And I was writing all this great content, and I would write all this stuff. And the one day I wrote this one entry about how all the fish in my fish tank died. And I had 50 times more of the feedback from that one off-topic post than I did from all the other ones where I was writing about, you know, the business. And that taught me an important lesson. People really want to hear what's going on with you. They really want to build a relationship with you.
Yeah, you know, when you're, especially in e-commerce, when you're working with people that you never actually get to really see or meet, it's not like going into a retail store in e-commerce where you're talking to people and you're hands-on, you can shake hands with somebody, you talk to somebody. So this is more of a way to get personal and learn a little bit about who you're dealing with in order that you can feel comfortable with them, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah, one of my favorite blogs is, Chris Anderson's blog that he used for the long tail, and I always thought that was a very interesting way to do that. For people who are not familiar with that, Chris Anderson's the editor-in-chief of Wired magazine, and he wrote a book about selling more of less, and he actually used the blog to not only lead his thoughts, but also as a collaboration tool. Let people basically contribute to his thought process, give you a real kind of at the front of while he was writing the book.
Right. And, you know, I've spoken to a lot of publishers and a lot of agents. And, to that point, if you're really pitching a book nowadays or if you're really looking to, you know, do that type of thing, they're expecting you to have a blog. They're expecting you to have your own audience and to be able to go out and sell books on your own. So starting a blog and communicating just like Chris did and building his own community outside the publisher's reach is a very important thing to do.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So how does it change from a corporate perspective? I get this. I was just at the ETEL convention in Palm Desert a week ago, and a lot of the people who were talking there were saying, well, you know, we are, you know, X brand, and we really don't have anything to blog about, so we're not going to blog at all. Do you think that's a mistake?
Well, I do think that there are some people who don't have anything to blog about. You know, however, I do think that, you know, there are 99% of the people, if they really thought creatively and looked around, could find a way to blog about something. And, you know, again, it's not, you know, you're not writing about your business. Write about yourself then, you know. I mean, blogging's like having a group of friends. So maybe you're just writing a blog for your top 10 customers because maybe it's hard to stay in touch with them. So maybe you write a blog every once a week. You update it with what's going on in your life and your employees' lives. And you share that with your customers. And your top customers then learn more about you. And they're like, oh, this is great. You know, they become your friends. They become your lifetime customers. So there's always a way.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some of the practical implications of this. What happens to blogs and search engine rankings?
Well, the very nature of how blogs are structured is conducive to what Google and the search engines want. They like the nice ability for everything to be, you know, follow link here and a structure with archives. So first of all, Google loves that. So it's very advantageous to you to put your content in blog form because Google naturally follows those links. So what I actually tell people is I don't build websites anymore. I build blogs. And you know what? They may not look like a blog, but they're built in blog software. Because then I can easily let my customers go in and edit their pages. The search engines love them, and it all makes sense.
And what about original content? Because I've heard before in the past, for example, that you know, if you're taking other people's content and putting it into your blog, then that really doesn't really do you any good. Is that true?
Yeah. What happens is that there's things called splogs, and people sell this software, and what the software does, and it goes out, and you say, oh, I need to find all the content information about being an entrepreneur. And this software goes out on the Internet and finds that content and pulls it back and posts it onto your blog. That's the wrong way to do things. You shouldn't be taking other people's content and reposting it as your own. Now, you can have a blog, and part of blogging is linking to other bloggers or finding stories from other blogs and then taking, you know, maybe a paragraph or some of their story, posting it on your blog, saying, quoting it, and then linking over to that blog. That's something I do every day.
Right, right. Well, it seems to me that the general rule of thumb there is, you know, you're enriching the content. If you're either promoting an idea or giving a reaction to the idea or leading people to an idea, it seems to be the central kind of philosophy. Is that correct?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I've always held under the idea that if it feels wrong, it probably is wrong. The same thing goes for search engines and things like that. If it feels like you're really doing something wrong, it probably is.
So I know there's a more direct way to make money here with blogs, and I guess that would be something like a pay-per-click situation. How do you use pay-per-click advertising to make money with blogs?
Well, it's the same, you know, principle. If you're an individual blogger and you're writing a technology blog, you know, your big goal is to get readers to your blog. Because once you have readers to your blog, you have the ability to get them to click on Google AdSense ads, or you have the ability to get them to buy things through your affiliate programs. So using pay-per-click as an individual is just trying to get people to come to your blog. So you would write pay-per-click campaigns that advertise to those readers. So as a business, the same sort of thing. You know, you want people to come to your blog to learn about your business indirectly. So you could just buy pay-per-click ads to get people to, through niche topics and keywords and phrases to come to your blog.
And there's Chris with his mute button on again, Rob. Jim, what are some of the other tools that you can use to monetize your blog?
Well, you know, probably right now the number one tool that most people use is Google AdSense, which is a contextual system, which means that you get a piece of code and you put it on your blog, and then if you write a blog entry about, you know, paper, Google system sees that you're writing about paper and tries to deliver ads instantly and automatically that are about paper.
Right.
So a lot of people use that system. There's so many other great systems to use. You know, you have AdBright, which is a marketplace, AdBright.com. You have TextLink Ads, which you can sell text links on your site. You have Blog Ads. There's just so many things that you can do. Of course, BlogKit's the company that I run, and there's just many things that you can do. And the question is, which one is right for you? That's really the hard thing, because when you're starting out as a blogger, it's really hard to figure out how you're going to make money, because, you know, you don't have a lot of visitors. So that's where companies like mine come in, and then Google AdSense come in. But as you expand, the options change, and you should always explore them all.
Well, let me ask you something, Jim, about Google AdSense, because we've seen this happen. When you're out there, you know, blogging in a particular area, and, you know, with us, it's product sourcing. With World Wide Brands, it's product sourcing. We'll have affiliates, and we'll have people that we know and people that we trust, you know, that are out there blogging and doing different things, and, you know, not just blogging, but putting Google AdSense on their sites. And say, for example, they're talking about product sourcing, e-commerce product sourcing. Unfortunately, there are a lot of scammers advertising on Google. And we see those ads for scams popping up all the time in these people's blogs and these people's websites and so forth. So do you want to kind of keep an eye on what kind of ads are popping up and maybe try to block some of those things? Because that's just going to give you a bad reputation, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there is that concern that, you know, people are doing that type of thing. So, you know, there was an article in today's New York Times that talked about a Google AdSense alternative company called, I think it's pronounced Quigu. And what they do is they allow you a level of transparency to actually see where these ads are being placed.
Gotcha.
So yeah, and then Google has some functions built in where you can kind of block out sites and things like that. But
right.
It's definitely something to be concerned about if you are a large brand and you're worried about people coming in on your well-built reputation.
Right.
Well, and I guess along with that is always, you know, the comments conversation that always comes up with blogs, which is, you know, to allow comments or not to allow comments within the blog. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, absolutely I can. I mean, my big thing with comments is if you're not going to turn comments on, don't call it a blog. I'm one of those, you know, very black and white, left side of the conversation people that say if it doesn't have comments on, it's not a blog, because the whole point of having a blog is that you're talking with your customers or talking with your friends, not just talking to them. So and that point can easily be overcome, because every blog software out there now has the ability to moderate comments. So you can just click a little button that says don't publish it until I see it first.
That's good. That's, I like that, because, you know, so many of the, I mean, some of the earlier blogs that we had out there weren't negative comments, but people would just post advertisements,
right,
you know, all over them as comments.
And, you know, the second part I get to that is when they say, well, I'm worried about what people are going to say about the company. And you know what? I always turn that around. I say, you know what? They're going to say it anyway. Whether or not they're going to say it on your site, they're going to say it on their blog, or they're going to say it someplace else. The question is, are you going to control the conversation? Are you going to turn lemons into lemonade? Are you going to take their negative comment, turn it into a blog entry, and actually talk about it and
right.
control the conversation about your brand? If they are not controlling you, you are.
Very good point. It is time for another quick break. Don't forget you can listen to any of our past shows at ebizshow.com. We'll continue with Jim Cookrow when we come back. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Robin Cowie.
You are listening to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire is teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
We all spend more than we should during the holidays, buying gifts and getting wrapped up in the spirit of giving. That's the good part. The bad part comes when you open your credit card bill and think to yourself, how am I going to pay this? Have you found yourself saying, if I could make just a little extra money, it would sure make life easier? If you're looking for the right opportunity to be able to work from home, be with your kids, and earn money, you owe it to yourself to log on to workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com. Enter your email address, view the online presentation, and decide for yourself if this is for you. Order your information kit right now and get started earning money. There's no cold calling, no selling soap to friends or family. Join thousands of people just like you that earn money from home. Log on right now and hear from real-life people who have already found success with workfromhomewithus.com. What are you waiting for? That's workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com.
If you want to make money selling on eBay, you need to know two things. What to sell, and where you can get it at wholesale prices that'll make you a handsome profit. You can find out how to do that by going to powersellertraining.com and checking out the complete eBay marketing system. It's a complete system that includes a hefty printed manual and bonus CDs with everything you need to make a monthly income on eBay of at least $10,000 or more. But more importantly, it's written by Skip McGrath. He's the guy top eBay power sellers have been relying on for their eBay tips and strategies since 1999. And no wonder. Unlike so many other authors who have only sold eBooks on how to sell, Skip is an active power seller who sells items on eBay every day and has done so for years. He knows what works. Start making money on eBay. Go to powersellertraining.com. That's powersellertraining.com. Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network, the best radio resources for entrepreneurs, helping you start and grow your business.